Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Job chapter 38, verses 1 through 11. Then the Lord answered Job out of the storm. He said, "Who is this that darkens my counsel with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? Or who laid its cornerstone, while the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy? Who shut up the sea behind doors when it burst forth from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and wrapped it in thick darkness? When I fixed limits for it and set its doors and bars in place? When I said, 'This far you may come and no farther. Here is where your proud waves halt.'" Have you ever been tempted to question, accuse, or challenge God? Job and some of his friends did. Throughout the latter chapters of the book of Job, we hear challenging questions and statements made against God. In chapter 38, God responds. God's rhetorical questions put things back into perspective. "By his wisdom and power, he laid earth's foundation and set the borders for the seas. You and I were not around when God created the world. Dare we question and challenge his ways?" There are times when things don't go very well. Too often we get caught up in our own little world. We make this life comfy and cozy. Challenging or blaming God as if he did something wrong is not the answer. Realizing that we live in a sin-filled world surrounded by sinful people and betrayed by our sinful nature is the place to start. Repentance, followed by trusting in Jesus as our Savior from sin, is the way to go. Instead of questioning and challenging God, let us thank God for his faithfulness in sending Jesus, who has earned forgiveness of sins by his death for us. Remembering this truth puts all things into perspective. Amidst sickness, job loss, and difficulties of all kinds, we can unquestionably trust that God's loving will for us is sure and certain in Jesus, our Savior. Lord God, Creator of the universe, give me a faith that trusts your love for me and wisdom for my life. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.